President Trump wants to stop making sense. That's not a partisan statement. That is a literal one. Trump says he has directed his Treasury Secretary to stop producing new pennies. While it is clear that Trump and some of his supporters are enthusiastic about this idea, it does prompt a question, is this something he can unilaterally do? Well, for help answering that question, we're joined by NPR's Rachel Treisman. Hi.
Hi there.
Start with why. Why does Trump want to get rid of pennies?
Well, Trump wants the U.S. Mint to stop making new pennies. In a post on Truth Social last night, he said it costs more than double what they're worth to make them, and that's true. He talked about cutting waste from the nation's budget, quote, even if it's a penny at a time.
How many pennies would it save? How much money?
Well, the U.S. Mint said in its annual report last year that it lost more than $85 million producing pennies in the 2024 fiscal year. And that also happened to be the 19th straight year that the unit cost of pennies was above face value. Now, for context, the debate over whether we should continue to make them has lasted at least that long, if not longer. And even then, President Barack Obama mentioned in 2013 that he didn't think it was a bad idea to eliminate them.
So walk us through some of the pros and cons of phasing out pennies. Start with a con.
Sure. So some people worry that if pennies aren't involved in cash transactions, those are going to be rounded up to the nearest nickel, which would end up costing consumers slightly more. Now, that has been challenged by some economists. There's also a chance that retailers could round down to the nearest nickel. On the other hand, people who want to do away with pennies say they hold so little value at this point, especially because of inflation, that they're not worth the financial and environmental costs of making them. And those include the pollution and the energy use that are associated with mining both zinc and copper, which are the ingredients in pennies.
Hmm.
Plus, proponents say other countries, for example, Australia, Estonia, and even Canada, have successfully phased out their 1 cent coins.
So there is precedent for this in other parts of the world, but apply all that here. How would it actually work here in the U.S.?
First and foremost, it's not at all clear that Trump can single-handedly stop penny production. Congress is actually the entity that has authority over the U.S. Mint, so any changes like this would likely need to be done through an act of Congress. And Congress has done that before. They discontinued the half-cent coin back with the Coinage Act of 1857. In recent decades, some lawmakers have tried unsuccessfully to at least pause penny production or commission a study on its potential impacts. We haven't really heard a lot about those efforts as of late, but we'll see if Trump's announcement revives any of them.
Totally fascinating. NPR's Rachel Treisman, thanks for your reporting. You're making me want to go make a little stack of my pennies before they disappear. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.